양치 배습사 전
오케이
그거
봐요. 그 좀 어 시작했어요. Okay. Hi everyone and welcome to EnglishinKorean.com podcast. 오늘 귀빈 오셨어요. VIP 손님 계시는데요. 아, Sophie. Sophie. What a sophisticated name that is. How beautiful.
Yeah, so can you introduce yourself?
Hi everyone. I'm Sophie and I'm law student, so I'm very happy to hear.
And she's a fourth year student, university student.
Yeah.
College student, that's what we actually say in America.
College student, okay.
College student. Okay, so thanks for stopping by. And Shine, 그 인사 말 좀 하시죠.
Yeah, welcome to EnglishinKorean.com.
Right.
Michael.
Yes.
So how was your day today?
My day today? It's too cold out there. The weather's too cold these
freezing.
Days.
Freezing. Yeah.
So I got my thick jacket, my expensive thick jacket out of the storage. But it kind of stinks. My jacket kind of stinks, so I'm sorry about that. But my jacket's been in storage for, 7 or 8 months? And actually, it's snowing outside now, huh? What about you? What did you do today, Shine?
Today? Nothing special. Just I read books and...
You know 대학로?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we call that University Row. because, you know, row in English, too, is row. So that's easy, right? So R-O-W, row. We use that for a street. So University Row would be a good way to say 대학로. Or, yeah, 해화. I went over there and hung out for a while at a coffee shop, worked on my site, worked on my website, and that's all. So you just read, stayed home?
Yeah, and then I came
here? Yeah, and I read too. I've been reading more stuff about Roman history. You know, I like those Roman history books. Okay, so what about you, Sophie? Did you do anything special today?
No, I just finished my final exam, so I met my friend and we ate dinner and lunch together.
Where did you guys meet?
McDonald's.
Wow. Oh, 고급스러운 식당에 갔나? Wow.
Yeah. It's fancy restaurant, you know.
데이트였어요? 데이트? Wow. You better marry that guy. If it was a guy.
It's just a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one? The McDonald's in Shincheon?
Shincheon. Near Shincheon Station.
Everybody knows that one. That's a famous McDonald's.
Actually, we are recording in Shincheon.
Oh, it's a secret. It's top secret. Our location.
We can change the place, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, we change every time. From a secret
every
location.
Day. Sometimes in Busan.
Yeah, sometimes in Busan. Gwangju. That's right. In Andong.
Andong.
So next time we're going to record from Andong.
Okay.
What if somebody recognizes you?
In Andong? They know that I'm there?
I mean, like in Andong or like in Shincheon or...
Nobody will ever recognize me. We're not that famous yet, Shine.
I don't know because you uploaded your
my photo
picture, right?
Oh yes, now that I do have the photo.
Yeah, but I want to say that he looks better in person.
Wow,
yeah.
Thank you.
A little bit.
Not too much. Yeah, how would you say that? So I'm not
photogenic.
Photogenic. I'm really, really not photogenic. I'm so not out of maybe 1,000 pictures I took. One turned out well, so this
so
is the one
funny.
Picture.
Wow.
I have to take about 1,000 pictures and then one looks okay. Yeah, it's still not good. It's not a good picture, but it's just not bad. So, yeah, 올렸어요. Okay, so today's topic is 사주궁합, 무당 다위에 대해서 얘기할 때. So I made this topic recently because I... you know, 사주 봤어요. I went to one of these places with a friend, and so, yeah, that's why I decided to make this topic. But like I explained here in the introduction, in America, what's the most popular is, you know, in the newspaper, reading, you know, your zodiac, your 별자리, your sign of the zodiac. And in Korea, you know, blood type. Is really important. Like, everybody always asks, like, what's your blood type? And they think that really affects your personality. But in America, nobody really thinks that. So what we usually ask is, like, what's your sign? So what about you guys? What's your sign of the zodiac? Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
But I'm not sure in English Leo, right?
Leo, right.
Leo.
The lion. 사자.
Yeah.
Oh, 좀 맞네요. See, that is like kind
why,
of your personality.
Why? No, I don't know. I don't know the personality.
좀 강하고
yep.
의지력 좀 뛰어나고.
Oh.
Right? You have strong
weak
like
points.
Weak points, you're a little stubborn.
아, 어떨
때는 어떨 때 좀 무섭고. Yeah.
She's kind of cool.
Yeah, like a lion. Wow, that's it works. It works.
저는
are you upset?
I'm speechless.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. Leo, yeah, that so summer, your summer birthday. Your birthday's in the summer.
What about you? What's your sign?
Pisces, 물고기, the fish.
So what is personality like?
A little sensitive. Mm. 조금 소심할 수도 있어요.
많이.
What? What?
What? Okay. I barely even know you. Yeah, he's a small-minded. Sometimes narrow-minded.
Wait, hold on. 소심하다하고 small-minded은 조금 다른데요.
그래도 small-minded 되잖아요.
Yeah, well, small-minded is more like 생각이 짧아요. It's like 근시한. That's like small-minded. But 소심 is more like, overly sensitive, I suppose it could be. Yeah. There's probably a better explanation, but I can't think of one right now. What about you? What's your
I don't know how to say that. Scorpio?
Yeah. So Scorpio. Yeah. You say Scorpio.
Scorpio.
What 그 특징? What's the special characteristics of Scorpio?
I don't know. Just
I can't think of any. Can you? Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah. I ate a scorpion in China.
Oh, you ate scorpion? How do you feel about that? Is that upsetting? Really? How was
it? Eat. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Just a little bit, you know, just one leg.
Okay. Wow. So let's look at some of these words that you can use to discuss this kind of stuff. Okay, so the occult is one word that you can use to describe all this kind of stuff. We also could call a lot of this supernatural. That's another word you could use to describe this type of thing. So let's look at some of the words, and I'll say it, and you can repeat after me, okay? So horoscope.
Horoscope. Together?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? Astrology.
Astrology.
Okay, so horoscope is usually what we, when people look in the newspaper to find out about their luck. Yeah, unze. So you'll see them look it up in the paper and it'll say, you know, for Pisces, for Leo, and it'll tell you about your horoscope for the day.
Horoscope.
Like, for example, today would be a good day to meet a new person or something. Or today would be a good day to invest in a business. It tells you something like that. Okay. Horoscope. So let's look at the next one. A fortune teller.
A fortune teller.
An astrologer.
An astrologer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sign of the zodiac.
Sign of the zodiac.
And Chinese zodiac.
Chinese zodiac.
Okay. So if we... The problem is, if you tell somebody your sign, your 별자리, it doesn't tell them how old you are. But if you tell them your D, then they know how old you are.
It's very common in Korea.
Ask that question and then you know. So...
But yeah, we look younger.
You're gonna tell that first. Yeah. Okay. So are we gonna tell? Are we gonna tell? Because
maybe I could be a
generic
state
like that. Yeah.
What do you guys think? Should we tell? Should we tell our Chinese zodiac?
So can you tell me your Chinese zodiac?
Are you gonna tell yours?
No.
Then,
like you are asking a Chinese zodiac to women. Oh my god. Asking an Asian to woman is. Not good.
Okay, so should we skip that then?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll skip the Chinese zodiac.
I think they are not interested in my, you know, Chinese zodiac, but they are interested in your Chinese zodiac.
I don't know about that. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but they could think, like, if you say your Chinese zodiac, they can guess you are in your... Can I say, like, in your 20s or in 30s or something?
Yeah,
in your 20s, right?
Right.
So, if we're saying...
But everybody knows enough. People know enough.
If they figure out he's in 20, he's in 30, and,
they might
getting loose.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I'm going to lose.
Official age is, like, in his
20s. Website will change.
Yeah,
let's just skip that altogether, okay? But, I mean, we're all in our 20s still, okay? So there, that's enough. We're all in our 20s. Okay, so next, palmistry.
Palmistry.
Tarot.
Tarot.
A phrenologist, a face reader.
Huh? Where?
One more time, this one. A phrenologist.
A phrenologist.
A face reader.
A face reader.
Okay, so 관상쟁이 요새 별로 없죠? 있나요?
No.
본 적이 있어요?
No.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
if we change our, I mean, like, our face, like, cosmetic surgery, either,
so now it doesn't count.
No, I guess.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter because people change their faces, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, in America, this is very uncommon too. But it's something that used to exist. Mm. Okay, so let's look at the tarot. You know, tarot cards.
Okay. Ah.
That's what that is.
Yep.
Tarot card. Mm. Okay, and palmistry. So somebody who does that, you would call them a palm reader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you could call them a palmist.
Palmist.
Yeah, palmist or a palm reader.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of old-fashioned, but when you go on a blind dating, and so yeah, somebody
looks
like
at your palm.
Yeah, so I know how to palm. I know how to read palms, and yeah.
So it's you can touch.
Yeah.
계기 만드는 거예요. 와 사기네요, 사기. So can you read palm sign? Which one's the lifeline?
Oh my god, and so oh my god, and you can get a lot of accidents, and oh, you can get divorced about like 3 times. And
it's a lie. It's a lie. Okay, let's look at the next one. Okay, shaman.
Shaman.
A shaman.
A shaman.
Okay, and good an exorcism.
An exorcism.
Or placation of spirits.
Ah, so the guy in the exorcist.
Yeah.
Ah.
Right. So exorcism can be to like bring out the spirits.
Mm.
Placation is, you know, for example, weedong.
Mm.
That's placation of spirits, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so and then 아까 이 말이 나왔잖아요. 신들리다 is to be possessed.
To be possessed.
Right. So some people, some shamans, when they do a reading or they have a client, it seems like they're possessed. Maybe some of them really are possessed. I don't know. Sometimes it seems like they're possessed. Okay? But when you say this about someone, you could say, she is possessed. Like that. Okay?